Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Oh, we're
not
good.
Not too shabby.
Look at that studio down there. The purple haze. Pretty cool.
Thanks, man. This has been the digs. Since a few months after the old...
Yep, Rona.
Rona. Which
Rona.
I may or may not have again right now.
We've all got it, probably. Who knows? Come over to Rob's house and get a little bit and build up my immunity.
Right?
Hey, doors open.
My mom throughout the whole thing, you know, she's 80 years old and she wore this like mesh, this like chain mask. It wasn't a real mask. It looked like a mask, but it wasn't. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? She's like... just trying to build up my immunity, just get a little exposures to it, you know, day to day, and just keep stay strong. I'm like, wow, good for you.
That's like where you have the look of the mask, but
yes,
not like
you get close to it. It's like chainmail almost. Like it's yeah.
Oh, like a little fashion mask.
Yeah, it's a fashion mask, but not a real one because she wanted to be exposed to it, like, you know, on a daily basis.
How's she doing now?
She's gonna live to be 100. She's gonna drive me crazy for the rest of my life. Yeah.
That's so cute. Are you close with your mom?
Ish. Yeah.
Okay.
Ish, as much as one could be.
Okay.
Yeah, close enough. Like, my family's like Meet the Fockers. You know, we have the circle that my family's inside of, my direct family. Then everyone else is little, they're on the edge of the circle. They get a dip of toe in every now and then, but I keep it just the five of us and the two dogs.
Okay. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Rob.
Well, I was gonna say we've been getting exposed to a whole lot of stuff now. You know, now the kids are
I have one son,
but he's in school now in preschool,
oh, yeah.
And it's like every other day.
The worst. Oh my gosh, they bring home all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, the little petri dishes.
Exactly what it is. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, let's talk about some music. Should we go current music or do we go back and then go forward? Which would you prefer?
I'm good either way. We'll steer it. We'll just follow it along and.
Well,
you lead however you want to do it.
Do you want to go backwards, Rob, with a little behind the song? Let's go backwards.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's start way, way back because I don't think we actually ever heard the story behind this song, but it's one of our favorites. And I feel like we've been following along since the beginning. I don't know what year it was, but I do remember seeing you at the Armada Fair, man, way back in the day. Little Dierks Bentley,
wow.
Acoustic.
Yeah. I got a belt buckle from there. I still got it.
Really?
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, the Armada Fair books a great artist every year, and I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But they're all, and every time the artist, it's like they get them, and then the artist is like, I'm like, you guys are so smart.
Sounds like my list of people I've collaborated with over the years, like Maren Morris. I got her before she's with anybody really. Kacey Musgraves, these artists.
Right?
Lainey Wilson, she performed at the Hot Country Nights last year. That's what really kicked off her career.
The
right
Grammy.
The Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
So I guess that kind of goes into like what we're
what was I thinking?
Talk about. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
What were you thinking when this song came about back then?
That song is now, I think it just hit its 20-year anniversary. So that song has just been so, it still holds up. I listen on the radio, it'll come in after a new song or some old song. And it's like, man, it still sounds current. It's it's so fun. We're cutting that song with the guys that we did cut it with, and just a great band. And of course, writing it myself and Brett Beavers and Derek Rattan, just a fun song. All of us kind of pulling together some stories over the years and creating a one consistent story, getting our stories straight. And it just, you know, I thought I'd a couple times now when you think you have the record done, and this is my first record, and that was the last song I wrote and the first song I recorded and became the first single. So it's just been, it's just, the song's an animal. It's a beast. Every time I play it still, it's just a huge response. So fun to sing, such a fun story. And yeah, you know, there's some things happen. We can't talk about them in real life, but we can always put them into a story, a song, and get away with it.
Right.
It is really fun to hear. Now let's go forward. We're going to fast forward to today.
Yeah.
Now you have a new project. Can you tell us about this?
This has been incredible. I was approached a while back. I mean, maybe a year ago, about being part of this Tom Petty tribute album, and I thought, I'd love to be on that. So I jumped on it. I was able to get the song I wanted, which was "American Girl," a song that I've sung before and probably getting played on Lower Broadway right now by somebody. I mean, it's one of those songs that country fans know and love. And I got the song, and I wanted to make it sound like mine. I didn't want it to be a karaoke track, so we brought in some banjos and mandolins, but also, you know, I had the big rock guitars and drums as well. So it's kind of a mixture of those two worlds, and just really loved the way it turned out. I kind of forgot about it, just because I was working on my own stuff, and you know, I didn't have any expectations. I just wanted it to be a great track. But Scott Porchetta and Big Machine called and said they wanted to make it a single. You know, I'm looking at the track listing. You got Chris Stapleton on this and George Strait and Dolly Parton. I was like, are you sure? But yeah, they want to go with the song. And so it's a huge, like, it's awesome for me in so many ways. One, because I love, you know, Tom Petty's music, and a chance to be part of this, honoring him in a country kind of way is cool. But also for my live show, I mean, to have another, you know, get to add this song in somewhere, man, what a gift that is. It's such a banger. It's going to be nice to toss into the set list somewhere for 2024.
I think you got one of the top picks. Well, I was going to say, yeah, when looking at
why is it special for you? Yeah.
That song, I mean, there's a lot of songs I love, but that one just, I've played it before live. You know, I go through all his songs. That's just a great live country kind of song. It's one that gets, like, you hear down Lower Broadway. It's one that fans already kind of know. It's one I felt like I could sing. And it just, I felt like I was lucky to get it. You know, I first got turned on to Tom Petty just by watching MTV. I'm old enough to where that was MTV wasn't a classic nostalgia thing. It was a real deal. And his video for "Don't Come Around Here No More" kind of like blew my mind. It was so weird and cool and awesome. And who is this guy? There's this weird dude, this really cool voice and these crazy videos. And then living in Nashville, I kind of rediscovered his music, oddly enough, through the bluegrass community. The Del McCurry Band had cut a song of his called "Long, Long Road," and just such a great track. And Marty Stewart did "Running Down a Dream." And I was like, man, these guys love Tom Petty. I need to kind of redig into his music. And it's music that goes, it's just great music to play. It's fun to play. The crowds love it. And he's an, you know, American icon. So just everything came together for me to be on this project, and it works out great for me. I love it. I'm excited to have another, get to go sing this song every night for a reason. You know, I could go, you can do a cover song is one thing, but when you do a cover song because it's part of a project, like Travis Tritt singing, the Eagles song, "Take It Easy." Because it was a big hit on the radio. So it gives you an excuse to do it, which is pretty awesome.
It's a twofer.
That's what I was wondering. If you, like you said, you got to pick. And when I first looked at the track list, my thought was, all right, who got "I Won't Back Down," and who got "Mary Jane's Last Dance," and who got "American Girl"? So you got Brothers Osborne doing "I Won't Back Down," which I think is a good, really
that's
good
a
fit.
Great one. Yeah.
Mary Jane with Midland.
Did everyone get to pick? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you get a pick, but if your song is already chosen, then maybe you got stuck with something. But the Hot Country Nights, they wanted to do "Free Falling" because that really describes their career. It's been a free fall ever since they started. But they were not lucky enough to get on this project. But
I figured it would be like one that wasn't a single, like the "Zombie Zoo."
Zombie Zoo, maybe it's album number 5 or 6, you know, volume 5 or 6. When they, keep this thing going, they might be on something. But no, they're not on this one. But yeah, I mean, it's a great lineup. Jeez, it's always fun being on a project with your buddies like Midland and the Bros, but then also like Dolly Parton and George Strait. George, he doesn't say yes to a lot of stuff, so you know he must be excited to do something to be on it. So I feel it's a pretty cool thing to be able to be part of.
You know what? Recently we heard a story about you, and I was like such a testament to what a country music fan you are. Aside from being like a country music superstar, you're just a country music fan. And I wanted to clarify the story and get your words on it, because we don't believe everything that is written. We're learning that, as you shouldn't. Allegedly, you were banned from the Grand Ole Opry. Can you please, allegedly?
I was. Yeah.
What is the story with that?
Yeah, I used to work next door to the Grand Ole Opry at a place called TNN, the Nashville Network, which was also where CMT was. This is old school. It's now a parking lot. But I'd worked there, and then there's a little sheet you could sign up on the way out of the door to sign, put your name on the backstage list for the Opry. So I always signed it. I'd get down to work and just be able to walk right over to the Opry and see these great performers. You know, it's kind of a chance to go to school, watching guys like Little Jimmy Dickens and Porter Wagoner and the Osborne Brothers. I mean, these are like real entertainers, that went out there and played, but could also tell stories and tell jokes. Mike Snyder. And I go Saturday night too. And then I go down to Lower Broadway and go catch, BR549 and all the current like, kind of fun country stuff. So it was like just kind of part of the overall education. And I just loved it. And Pete Fisher, who was running the Opry at the time, he sent a letter over to, I guess we had email back then, but it was email. I'm dating myself, but on the Google machine, as my mom calls it. he's saying, hey, we love Dirk's, great guy, but he can't be over here, every weekend. You gotta just space it out a little bit. So I kind of got my leash yanked a little bit, but I always thought when I got the membership of the Grand Ole Opry, it's like having the ultimate backstage pass. You can go anytime you want to go and hang out, and I don't get to do it as much as I used to. I got busier things at the house now, but it's the greatest thing. All the little accomplishments along the way, being a member of the Grand Ole Opry is pretty special, right there at the top.
I really love this story because it really is. I was like, oh my god, he's like a true country music fan.
Oh,
like,
I am. I love it.
Yeah, you're eating up. What is like one of the stories like you can tell us from then, like before you were a member of the Grand Ole Opry, before all your success?
Oh man, I mean, I just want to be around it all the time. I actually worked as an intern for the CMA, and that's the Opry House is where we used to have all the CMA awards, and just crazy little backstage things. I had the headset on, I was walking artists around backstage. I got a chance to walk Shania Twain from the stage to her tour bus, which was pretty cool, when she's wearing like the black leather midriff stuff. I was like, wow, country music's pretty cool. I remember taking Jody Messina to a fanfare, as it was back then. I was driving her in a golf cart, and she had the little purple glasses she had when she first came out. And she's like, I don't think anybody's going to know who I am. And we came around a corner, and everyone's like, Jody. And I was like, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Sammy Kershaw, drove him around a little bit, chain smoking cigarettes, and, not happy to be there, which is cool, too. I like that as well.
Did you ever talk to any of them about this now that they are like, oh, did you ever say, hey,
Jody,
I was the guy?
Yeah, I see her. Jody, she's also a hockey mom. She's a hockey mom. I'm a hockey dad. Her sons play hockey. So I see her at the rink sometimes. And I don't know if I've told her that story or not. Now we're like friends, so it'd be maybe kind of weird. But I'm a huge fan of Sammy Kershaw. I don't know what he's up to, but he's always been one of my favorite. He's a real deal country singer. I had those interactions. And Red Akins, the country singer, and Thomas Rhett's dad, I spent time with him alone, just because I would. For CRS, I kind of like was with him before he was going out to go perform. Brian White. I mean, just I was kind of around the scene a lot. Just like, I'd be writing songs during the at night or going to Roberts to watch music. Then the daytime I was working at the CMA to kind of get to know the town and the industry and how it all works. So unfortunately, thanks to Red Bull and vodka or Jaeger bombs, I've forgotten more than I'll ever remember. But I had a lot of like little fun interactions over the years before I got my own thing going on.
Well, it's an inspirational story, like to just in the power of networking, really. I mean, you're like, hey, I want to be in this business. I'm going to put myself in it until it happens.
Just to be around it, be around the people. And, just try to learn how this crazy town works. And it was helpful in that way. You're just trying to kick down every door and see which one you can get through. So I was trying it from every different angle. But that was really those early years. It's just about like, just trying to find some sort of traction and knowledge about country music and how the industry works.
You mentioned hockey with your kids. I was watching the All-Star game and I saw Justin Bieber was like the guest head coach.
You so happy.
You should be on there, man.
Yeah. Well, if they come, if they come to Nashville again, maybe I'll try to get that gig. But you know, I hosted the draft last year with my son in Nashville, and it was so fun. I mean, getting to meet all the players, and he got a chance to participate in the interviewing. And yeah, we love hockey in our house. It's a big deal. So but Bieber did a great job. You can tell he loves it. He loves hockey. I don't know if you watched.
He's Canadian, so it's in his blood, really.
He's from Ontario. If you watched the intro to the whole show, they made a little movie piece, and Austin Matthews narrated it. But he talks about Bieber. The first time he performed, it wasn't as a singer, it was as a hockey player, and they show him in the as a little kid with the neck guard and the helmet and the smile. Captain, he was the captain of the team, so he must have been pretty good. So he's pretty excited to be there, and I thought it was cool.
And you got pond hockey in Nashville recently, I saw, which probably rarely ever happens.
A little pond hockey happening down here is kind of fun. Once every, I think it was the first time since I've been here 30 years. It's been crazy. That cold that long enough. So
yeah,
one of the side benefits to global warming is more freezing in Nashville. This town would be a lot cooler if it stayed colder and snowier.
It's the weirdest thing.
You like the cold.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the in between. I don't like it where it's like it snows and then the next day is just mud. I mean, if it's gonna be winter, let's do it.
I call that mud and flood season, and it is my least favorite. Yeah.
I call it snow and rain, snain season. I'm not a big fan of snain.
Gravel and Gold Tour is making a comeback before we get going this summer, right? But some new openers.
New openers. Yeah, I got Chase Rice doing the whole tour with me, which is going to be awesome. He and I have been friends for a long time and often get mistaken for each other, which I feel bad for him because that means he must be like, dude, that guy's like 10 years older than me and like not nearly as strong or good looking. But I always feel good when I get mistaken for him. I'm like, okay, all the working out's paying off. yeah, we got him. But we got some great openers like Randy Rogers Band out of Texas. Love those guys. Ella Langley, who I'm excited to get to meet her, and Zach Top, and Tyler Brandon's coming out. So a lot of cool, like, we like to rotate the openers. So we just have like, it'll be me and Zach. Lee Bryce is taking some of those shows too. But then a bunch of just like people coming out different weeks. So it just keeps it fun and exciting to see who they are.
I really like when you guys do that too, because there's a lot of people that will go to like city to city.
Yeah.
So you almost like get a little different show.
You go to a different thing. Yeah. And then they come out, and sing with me. So it's kind of like a change that makes it a little different for us too. That's fun.
Yeah.
Your concert's always one of the most fun ever. We go to a lot of concerts and we have the most fun at a Dirk show. So
thank you guys.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Of course. Appreciate it, and have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you somewhere on the road.
All right, yay.
Take care.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet.
We appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.